Way more people are peeing on each other than you think. Wait. More people are peeing on each other than you think.
All right, I'm here. I want to hear about it.
I don't want to out anyone, but
talk to me.
I don't want to out anyone, but I find that in the show, I have a joke about someone peeing in my mouth, and it brings people out of the woodwork who go, "Oh, I've been peed on. I like to pee on. Everyone's peeing on everyone."
Are they doing
pissing
it in the shower?
In the mouth, pissing in the
pissing
ass,
in the mouth.
Pissing in the ass and pussy and mouth.
Are they doing it in the shower? Are they doing it in the bed?
Girl,
do they have rubber
I
sheets?
Have thoughts.
What's the tea?
The age of consent in the UK is 16. I don't know if I'm okay with it. I can't change it.
What about,
I can't change it, but...
You think it's too young?
I think teen anything is too young, unless you're... Well, here's what I guess I'm fine with. If you're a sophomore in high school dating a senior, you can have sex legally. I guess that's cool. Which, like, you're the same age, whatever.
Okay.
But
I guess they see that.
Something about a 40-year-old possibly picking up a 16-year-old. I don't know about her.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I don't know about her.
Ooh, that's tough. You got to get your priorities looked at. You got to get the oil change. Yeah.
I got to tell you something else.
Please.
I'm in Cambridge. I got to tell you this, by the way. I've been on tour since we were on tour.
I need you to
psychologically grapple with that.
Oh, my God.
It's the
I don't
hurt
think I'm ready to do that.
It's zero darker. I asked for air conditioning in this venue. Three oscillating fans. I said, are we at Kinko's? Are we at the office?
So here's the funny thing about temperature. Temperature is not the same thing as circulation. Right? Right? Because this is an HVAC podcast.
I'm happy for anything. I'm in Cambridge tonight. It's a very historic theater. You can tell it's called the Corn Exchange. Which
you
I
like
thought,
corn?
Rimming, right? But hello.
Wait, why did you think rimming?
Because eating corn.
Why did you think?
Because eating corn shit. Eating shit with corn in it. Brandon, you're just in the pod.
Mary.
Just accept it. Brandon's getting me a glass of wine. I deserve it.
You deserve it, Mary. You got three oscillating fans and no AC. Get the wine.
We just did London, Brighton, and Cambridge in a row. And I got to tell you, too, look at that. That's a heavy pour.
Oh, wow. That's a trashy pour.
A heavy girl, Brandon said. I got to tell you, too, getting into this tour, I was shaking in my boots because I had not really done stand-up like a full show in 2.5 years. And when the stand-ups were all doing Zoom stand-up and like parking lot stand-up, I omitted.
Yeah.
I called my PE teacher and said, I have a doctor's note. I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dignity.
And I got to tell you, halfway through this tour, like a few shows in, I love doing it.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's good. I thought you were going
to
say something else.
I used to be really good at it, and it took a few shows to be like, I loved this because I was good at it.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear that.
It was so fun, and I'm having a great time. I only have eight or nine dates left now, and so now I'm past the hump, and I talked to the band. I was like, this is the part of tour that goes fast. You hit the middle, and it's not the end yet. And
you're
those
cruising.
Dates,
cruising. How many dates altogether?
This one was about 22 or something.
Oh my God.
And we only did the last 28 UK dates. Now it gets wild. Reykjavik, Paris. Like it gets wild now.
Are you in a bus?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in a bus. It has neon lights, neon rope lights, which by the way, I flew Nick from my YouTube channel out to the UK. He's been filming. So I'm going to have content on the road from this
bus
tour. Because you know, the UK buses are different. Double decker.
Yes. Double decker, Mary.
What
I love
you prefer,
a double decker.
The American tour bus or the UK tour bus?
I like the UK one. I like the double decker.
I do too. It's like there's the rumper room with the food on the bottom.
Yeah,
and then
then you go
to sleep
upstairs, rested relaxation. I like that. I think it's better. Although you know, it does occur to me frequently while we're on the bus how I don't know how easily it could all go south. South being dead.
Are you kidding me?
I mean,
of course.
So in a flash. Yeah, in a flash, dead on arrival.
I pray for it.
Girl, I still want to be named on that bus.
I got so much tea to tell you, but I have to ask, did you go to a theme park? Tell me now.
I surely fucking did. Went to Six Flags on a Wednesday, and I'm so glad we didn't get the Flash Pass because we went in right in the morning, 20 minutes before they opened. It was dead. We rode every motherfucking roller coaster, some of them twice, and it was so lovely. Oh my God, it was so lovely. Then we got burritos at a gas station. Oh, it was just the perfect day. The perfect day.
I am so into low quality food right now.
Well, no, it was actually high quality food in a low quality destination, so it was under the radar.
Yes, in the UK, I've been eating Cafe Nero Pret, like just the UK trash. Starbucks style shit. Just
yeah.
Tomato mozzarella toasty, just toasty, yeah. toasty. Cheese sandwiches, toasty, cheese toasty. Sandwiches, cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been eating into her, girl, every day.
Are you running?
I've never been
every
so
every day,
ashamed.
All the time. You look great. It's fabulous.
Wait, so great.
Tell me the tea. Tell me the tea.
None of my clothes fit. It's fabulous. My costumes,
loose.
Everything is
all loose. Everything is just
everything.
Loose and goosey.
But
that's
I will
great.
Not take a single thing in because I know karma. The day I take a costume.
Boop. Yeah. Boop.
I got so much tea to tell you. Well, I was just in Los Angeles this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Los Angeles this weekend to do the comedy festival, which you were at, and I know that you left before my number, and that's okay.
I've seen
because
it
was
I've seen that pig. That's what I said. I've seen that pig.
If the children don't know, I was lucky enough to perform at the Standout Festival as part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival, where it's all these iconic queer stand-ups, and then they invited me and Bob, which was so fabulous. Bob hosted, life-changing, so good.
By the way, the only two, if I may, my number one critique of this whole thing was the casual comfort corner outfits. This was taped for Netflix, and you and Bob were the only two that looked any good. Sorry about it.
Well, we are in drag. I looked great. I wore my dress from the Trixie Motel interviews, and I had to tie it extra because it was so big.
Oh my God. Your hair looked great.
And then
great.
I had a super tight corset on, and then I had the guitar on. And when I walked on stage in the middle of my song, I mentally went, they can't fucking see my waist. This doesn't matter.
They cannot.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Rosie O'Donnell had a hoodie on that said the Greek Theater. I said, did you come naked?
What?
But it was Rosie O'Donnell. It was pretty iconic. We were at
I don't care if you're Julius Caesar. Put a little.
I know you're supposed to keep it cool.
Put a clicker on.
I said, Rosie O'Donnell, Trixie Mattel, and I've seen like all your movies, and I've seen like all your TV shows, and I've been watching you since I was a kid, and this is so cool to work with you. And she said, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 32." And she said, "You're just a baby." And she hugged me.
Oh my God, that's really nice. That's really nice.
Yes.
And then, I have enjoyed her in many programs.
That's what I said. I was like, League of Her Owns's?
League of Her Owns's. Exit to Eden's's.
Riding the Bus with My Sister. So many options.
Thank you.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
The View.
Let's have that conversation.
Let's have that conversation. So I get there. We have rehearsal the day before. I get there. First of all, it was a whole thing. I land at the airport. Yeah. I go straight to the voice doctor.
Oh my God. Right.
They scope me immediately because my voice has been tired on tour. They said, they say, sing. I have the thing down my throat. I'm going, and then they pull the thing out and I think he's going to tell me I have nodes. I have cancer. He said, next to Kristen Chenoweth, you have the healthiest voice I've ever seen. He said, I can't believe you do 7 shows a week recently and your voice doesn't look worse. He said, you're coming out of COVID. You're not in your 20s anymore. You can't do this many shows in a row and not expect your voice to get tired. He was reading.
The doctor read. He read you your Miranda rights. That's so good, though. What a great doctor.
I was very relieved. And he said, you're obviously not drinking, not smoking, not doing drugs. He said, you're obviously exercising, drinking water. And I said, all right, well, I guess I'm going to have to shut up then and try not to talk so much.
Maybe so then I do 7 shows a week. I don't know.
Thank you. So then I go to rehearsal, and it was, I shared a dressing room with Wanda Sykes.
Wow.
I said, hi, Wanda. I just want to say hi because I'm going to be naked in a wig in here in a little bit. And I want you to know about that. And she was like, oh, it's fine. And I was like, great. It was Tig Notaro.
Wait, tell them about Tig with the no pockets.
Tig came up to me before we go on stage because we're all supposed to, it's all these, I mean, Wanda Sykes, Judy Gold, all these comics that I really used to steal their albums on LimeWire. And I love
Sandra fucking Bernhard.
Sandra fucking Bernhard. I'm freaking out, right? Me and Mateo Lane and like the underlings are trying to like keep it cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about fame, but these are comedy icons, people that I'm like, huh? So Tig comes out before we go on stage and says, I've been looking for someone with a purse. Can I put my wallet, phone, and lipstick in your bag? And she handed me a wallet and a phone with a Burt's Bees. And I said, this is a chapstick. And she said, it's my lipstick. I said, all right. Yes, and the first rule of improv. Yes, and it's a lipstick.
Yes,
that was a hardcore lesbian by lesbian standards. That was a hardcore brick matte red.
Yeah, that was a brick matte. Yeah. Stains the lips.
I have this little Lucite vintage purse, and I have her Tig's real wallet, phone, and chapstick in there. Hours of rehearsal go by. I still have it. She hasn't come to find me. I can't find her.
Oh my
I find
God.
Her in the dressing room. I go, Tig, I have your stuff. And she goes, oh, thank you. And she takes it all back. And then I said, hey, I discovered a River Butcher and Cameron Esposito because I used to come see your shows at the Largo. Tig and Friends, you were so good. And she said, thank you so much.
Hmm. When did she kick you in the pussy?
These aren't good stories other than I got to meet people great. I like.
That's fine. I went to the show. I never made it out into the actual audience because I was like,
I heard you were in the Redwood Lounge.
The Redwood Lounge. They had lovely
What was going
screens.
On at the lounge?
Well, you know, Jennifer from Netflix and me were just talking trash and
gooning.
It was fun. Gooning, yeah. You know, eating foods and then talking trash. I was going very long. The show was going very long, so you know I had to get out.
I don't want to tell tales out of school, and I don't want anyone to tackle me.
You got to
at a Netflix comedy festival, but we're all supposed to do 5 minutes, and then everyone went over, and then you have the legends who are in their 40s, 50s, some of them 60s, and they're like, they're all lesbians with kids. They're like, come on, and I'm like, well, we're all here because all of you went over,
right.
I did a lovely 3.5 minutes and left.
If y'all were so professional, maybe y'all would have been on time.
Scott Thompson was there. He did Buddy Cole.
Are you serious? Oh, I can't believe I missed that.
They set, I don't want to give away this act. They set a stage with a bar and a drink, and that bitch came out as Buddy Cole and sat there with his martini and fucking let those whores have it. It was so funny.
Oh, that was so great. I did catch and Patty Harrison. No, go ahead.
I said to Scott Thompson, I said, I got to tell you, I don't know if your DMs are open, but I've DM'd you before. I just love you. You are so funny. Mm-hmm. And he said he watches Trixie and Katya.
Oh my God. Incredible. Incredible.
And he said, I saw your documentary.
We talked about him.
Backstage, it's a hot set. So they have cameras and microphones on, right? All of us. Because they're doing a behind the scenes. And he's this close talker, Canadian. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you and Katya, what's going on there? He said it reminds me of comedy duos I work with, or when you guys are together, it's just, he's like, you got to hold on to that.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying
he
to
was
let
making
go.
Sure we were okay. he said, are you guys okay? I said, have you happened to watch a documentary recently? I don't know why you think that.
Well, you know, Pearl, Pearl did my makeup and she hadn't seen, she was like, she asked me a question that was like, have you and Trixie ever been in an argument or like, have you ever, and I was like, have you ever had a falling out? And I was like, yeah. Yes, we have.
I'll send you a link.
Oh, it was wild. It was wild. 5 hours in the chair. We got deep. Wait. Back to the comedy special. Patty Harrison, Leave it. She so funny. She did this long, earnest setup, comedic antagonist. Girl. She is an absolute antagonizer. And then she sang in the style of Stevie Nicks, a song. I think it was, I left my baby in a hot car for 12 hours and now his head looks like a sweet potato.
Here's what I love about Patty too. You can tell that if it wasn't a joke, she actually has a really beautiful voice. Face to die for, skin to die for. And she delivers it like it's going to be dead serious.
Yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen Southwest Pod, go on YouTube, look for her song that she wrote for Dua Lipa and watch her sing it. Have you seen that? I don't want to give it away, but she wrote a song for Dua Lipa and pitched it, and then she performs it in a show, and it's absolutely absurd. It's so good.
Oh, God. Yeah, she did that song for 3 good minutes. It was funny as hell. Funny as hell. But then that's all I saw. Lily Tomlin? No, tell them. We're not in school right now.
I don't want to tell tales out of school, but you can also tell with the legends, because some legends there, that they don't all exactly necessarily like each other. And they're also famous and accomplished, that this thing that's like, it's a crown in the tiara for someone like me and Bob, right? We're like, oh my God.
Right.
I mean, it's another Tuesday. They're like,
yeah, for sure.
They want to go home. They got kids. They're like, And then the Greek has a hard out at 11. And because the show ran so long, that with the show ended and we are rushed out of there.
But you can't even get out of there. That Greek theater is so rotten all the way up in Barnsdale or the Griffith something. It's a horrible. Horrible. Yeah. You should catch me. I like Roadrunner it out on my feet. Crazy.
I also, but not to give away my act, but I got asked to do a comedy song because I think they wanted variety in the set, like not just all stand up. Mm-hmm. And I went 3 hours into the program, I was very happy that I was doing music because it woke them right up. I don't know if they could have handled more stand up.
No.
But they were so responsive.
That's great.
It was so nice. I had to add pauses because it was like the dream audience.
They laughed. Oh, they laughed. I love those kinds of
laughs. Although me and Joel Kim Booster were backstage, we're like, if we flop, will they add? Like, will they make it look like we don't flop? I don't know. And if they do, of course, will there be whistleblowers on Twitter who are like, I was there, no one laughed.
Regardless. Yeah,
you assume me. Well, we know it's not you because it says I was there. Yeah. I'll say this. You made it further through this performance than you have of anything I've ever done. Let's celebrate that.
Let's celebrate that. Oh, my God.
Well, I have so much to tell you if you have a second.
Listen, I've got all the time in the world. Just talk at me. Talk at me. Okay, let me put my wiglet on. Okay.
Put on the wiglet.
Okay.
Gotcha. To start light before I get to the real tea, I saw Night House.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. Did you?
Rebecca Hall?
Did you?
I loved it. I loved it so much.
I don't know if this is a compliment. I don't know if it means someone's like acting too much, but the movie ended. I went, that bitch can act. She went in.
Mama, she ate. She chewed that whole movie up in her mouth and went, yeah. She carried the whole movie in her mouth.
That scene of her confronting that woman in the bookstore was.
The teacher? Oh, that was crazy.
In the bookstore. Oh, yeah. She's like, I know you were fucking my husband. Like,
Yeah. Crazy. How about the one at the beginning with the teacher? I mean, the student's mom. She was like, oh, well, things have been a little hectic for me because my husband recently blew his brains out. It was like so crazy. Oh my God.
Girl,
so good.
I said the same thing at Cafe Nero today. I was in my running outfit and a fan came up to me and I was mid sandwich. And I just was like, oh, I'm sorry. My husband blew his brains out last Thursday. And then I love when the woman goes, well, I'm sorry, I hadn't heard. And then she goes, well, that's why it's a personal matter.
Yeah.
And you want to be? Oh, great. Yeah. That's sickening. She was so beautiful.
So good. So good. Yeah. So talented.
She made me feel shit. That movie was so good.
A lot of twists and turns that you did not see coming, I'll tell you that.
No. I thought it was going to be... It seemed like it was going to be not paranormal.
Right.
It's more of a human crime thing. Okay.
No. Straight up ghost story.
Okay. So I watched that on the plane on the way back from... Mm-hmm. By the way, Brandon was in first class for this flight. Netflix bought Brandon first class international flight.
Oh, you want to talk gooning and dating?
Mama,
a monster gooning is born. And
he said, "Yes, I will have more of that drink." Thank you. He was living. Living.
It's incredible.
So I'm in London the other night. I'm playing the Palladium, gorgeous venue. One of probably my favorite shows I've ever given. I felt so proud of myself. But I'm doing We Got the Look, which has this vamp section where I'm standing there like this. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, this song's going to happen. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then I bring up some guests on the stage to come and take my costume off. Guess who walks on stage?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know?
Is it Maria Bamford?
No.
Just Maria Bamford came to my show recently? In Belfast, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maria came to my show in Belfast. I bombed. It was humiliating. But.
Oh, that's right.
Guess who came on stage in London?
Who?
Do the reveal.
Who?
Cody Choi and Val Garland. The real people. The real people. I'm on stage.
Get
I'm in the middle
out.
Of a number and I go,
get
yes,
out.
I go, okay.
Get
let's
out.
Bring out our fabulous volunteers. Fucking, I see blonde hair, I see glasses, and I go, you're kidding me. I said, is it Val Garland? And I said, and who's your friend you have with you? And Cody's smiling, and I go, are you fucking Cody Choi?
Oh my
it was so
fucking
crazy.
God. That is so fierce. That is so fucking fierce.
And I said, Val, do you want to? I said, you guys, it's Val and Cody from the hit show Glow Up. And everyone cheered. They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then I said, Val, is there anything you want to say to the audience? And she said, ding dong. She looked so beautiful in person. And then she sent me a DM saying, sorry, I couldn't stay for the show. I'm filming right now. But I just wanted to thank you. Brandon arranged it with Netflix. Jennifer and
Brandon. Oh, my God. That's so sweet. That's so cool. That is so fucking cool. I love that shit.
It blew my mind. I didn't expect. So it took me a whole second to go, is that Val Garland? Like, if I hadn't been in London, I wouldn't have believed it. I was like, oh, that probably is her.
I love her so much. She's so cool. She's so cool.
Yeah.
She is so, so cool. What else?
So anyway, that's all my tea.
Okay. I have some fun tea.
Tell me about your off tour experience.
Okay. So let me get my little Starbucks drink. That's not a real thing. I went to the orthopedic surgeon yesterday.
For your leg.
For my hip. So,
well, do you want to tell the people the tea? I don't think they know.
Oh yeah. It's not very interesting. So I have a hip injury. I don't know where it came from. It hurts to walk. I'm 40 years old, whatever. So I make an appointment and I finally get one. And, so I was like, long story short, I got a cortisone shot in my butt, a long, horrible needle, hurt like hell. And then, but they froze. It's cool. They freeze the skin. And that hurts too, but like it's to numb the area. And this giant ass needle went down
like
in there.
Oh, it's like a cold pain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like stings, but it was like, whatever. And then horrible fucking needle goes in there. Bloop, 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 bloop. Terrible. Do I feel great?
Really?
That's it. Yeah. Trochanteric bursitis. So inflammation of the bursa around the hip joint. That's all it is. Old.
Oh my God. We were talking about you having to get like a hip replacement. Did you bring that up? Were they
hip
like,
replacement or euthanasia or take me out back and shoot me like a lame horse? Yeah. Well, it was like, it's pretty scary when it hurts to walk.
As somebody who needs to tour with you and make money off you, do you know how ready I was to Varsity Blues this and start giving you steroid shots and put you on stage every time? Girl, you're not dying until I say you die. Okay, honey. And you know who else is not going to let you die? Kelly Mantle.
I know. Oh my God. I had her on the pod while you were gone. That was fun. Gosh, she's a riot.
I love
her. She is such a riot. She's great. She's so great. Love the Kelly Mantle.
Mm. Her IMDb.
Mary, I don't know. You must have seen it.
Has she been in everything?
Does this appearance. Everything. I watched this thing.
You're talking about where she shoots the judge?
Yes. Eagle Heart. What are you? The last thing you see before you're completely assassinated.
Yeah. That's me before I lip sync on Drag Race.
Completely assassinated.
You know what? They announced, I don't think we filmed, they announced winter's season. Have we talked about that?
I'm watching it tomorrow at the pit stop.
Do you know what episode
I get to see? The first episode. The first one.
You got to come on the podcast and tell everyone what happens.
I know. I am so... I was like, they want to book you to do the pit stop. I was like, oh, okay, great. And then I was like, Bob's hosting it. Oh, good, wonderful. And I was like, wait, what series are we doing? And they're like, the winners. I was like, oh, yes. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because watching an episode, that's regular season is like, oh, yeah, I'm excited. Do you know anything about it? No.
Well, which was so nice.
Would ask what?
But I did. They asked if I would do it a few months ago. Do you remember that?
The winter season?
They asked me to do the winter season. They said, hey, we know you probably don't want to do it, but we just wanted to extend an offer. And I said, yeah, I'm touring this year. I'm not really interested. And they were okay with it. Plus, I'm doing Queen of the Universe and stuff, you know. When I left Pit Stop, I made them promise to invite me to do winners. Because that was, I care more about doing Pit Stop than Drag Race. I love doing Pit Stop. And it didn't work with the schedule. They said you'd basically have to film remotely. And I said, at that point, I said, you should see or like Monet. Yeah. Monet couldn't do it because she's on it. So I said, you should see Bob. Otherwise, I recommended a few other people who I think would be good. But I love doing Pit Stop. And doing the guest, that's the best gig. Go in, wear your little outfit, talk
shit. It's so fun. It's so fun. It is so, so fun. You get to watch the episode and it's great. Put your nails on. Yeah, it's really fun. Really, really fun.
We get to hang out with producer Joe Gerbino.
Joe Gerbino. Love of my life, Joe Gerbino. Amor de mi vida.
Yeah.
Yep. It's great. It's great.
Pit Stop is great.
It's super duper.
It's a fun gig. It's really, really cute. Especially, I did it through COVID too, which was like, you know, people remote Zoom drag some of it. Mm-hmm. I think you and I did a remote Pit Stop episode together.
I think we did.
Which isn't
fun. No.
But you know what I did like
you
about
do what you
it?
Do.
When it's in person, it's only LA Queens. When it's remote, we got to have people like Shay,
it can be anybody.
Latrice, people who they don't come to LA very much. So,
you did a great job.
Winners. That's going to be, I loved doing it.
I'm excited to watch this.
It was fun. You know, when you're doing a job and you can feel like you're doing a good job, that's what I felt like.
Yeah, it's great. It's what a great feeling.
They got to get Violet. They got to get Violet to just lay down the law every episode.
I think they did.
Oh, no. As they did Violet, the permanent host.
I think Violet did fashion photo review for the whole season. Yes. And yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I feel like? Alyssa Edwards doing this.
Totally. With the gun.
You know what?
Totally.
These winners, though, this is a good group. I'm not saying everybody who wins Drag Race is automatically good at drag, but this is a group who's going to really bring it. And I bet Violet will be reading things like, you know, concept and like stuff, you know, Violet shit. Violet's going to look deeper
than social security number.
Or like,
Family history. alcoholism. She's gonna dive deep.
I know that's it's gonna be on Pearl's channel, but Pearl did your makeup for a video. How did it go?
Oh, I hated it.
You did?
It was so. Oh yes, I hated it.
Does she know?
I mean, it was. Yeah. I told her in the moment I hate it. She was. Well, I mean, there were things about it that I loved. So there was like. So first of all, here's the thing. The first thing that the first hurdle she had to overcome was, of course, the eyebrows. So she glued down my brows, which took about over an hour because I had these, you know, these little spindly little like, well, because I went half shaved and half like these are drawn in. But like, you know, my eyebrows are not glue downable. They're just not. So any case, that was something, you know, that was a hurdle. And I hated the brows. I loved the eye makeup. I loved the nose.
She's an amazing makeup artist.
I'm telling you, Trixie, I did not recognize the person in the mirror at all.
I think you sent me a picture. I just need to look at it.
It was so crazy.
By the way,
I was shocked.
But if you guys like quality content, this is an unpaid plug. Pearl's channel is really amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
She's fucking, you want to talk renovation? She's renovating buses and shit.
I know. She's crazy. She's absolutely crazy. And we had a great time. We got deep. We went deep into it. She was there for like 4 hours or something.
I'm looking at it now. I love the freckles.
The freckles are fun. The eyes are great. The eyebrows are boo-boo. And the mouth is rotten.
I love the
but everything
eye
else
shape.
Is great.
The eye shape.
The eye shape is fantastic. No bottom liner. No bottom liner. Can you get into that?
Yeah, it's pretty.
No bottom liner.
Individual. I don't want to give away her tea because you guys should go on her channel and watch. But
yeah, I don't think
you know. It brought me back to this. Do you know what's sad?
All getting brought back to there, that's I feel like we're good. As long as we're coming back.
You know
that.
What's sad? When that came out and people were like making memes of it, I know that I live in delusion. I felt so beautiful.
Wait, is that the Scott Barnes? We talked about that
so
at length.
Beautiful.
Oh, I know, Mary. I have all the screenshots in the video. You felt like the only woman to walk on the earth with a real pussy and long hair.
I remember calling you and taking so many pictures. Like,
yes, you could not help but feel it—the full, unbridled, unadulterated fantasy. It was amazing.
Well, you know, I've been feeling really good about myself in general, which, you
know,
for somebody like me who already is delusionally confident, feeling good about the way you look is just, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. But I went to the dermatologist Saturday because I've had this little red dot on my nose for years. Have you ever noticed this?
Oh, yeah, every day, of course.
Okay. So I said, can I have that removed? He goes, oh yeah, it's just a blank, blank, blank medical term. He said, that and a few other dots on your nose, we can zap them right now and they'll be gone. And I said, well, I have a taping for Netflix tonight. Is it going to be a problem? He said, well, you're going to have to put makeup on it. But it should be, he's like, you might have to put on heavy makeup. I said, I'm okay with that.
Oh, I've got that.
So they numb the face of the dermatologist, numb the face, numbing cream on the nose. And then they went in with a zapper, like a flashing laser light thing.
Yeah.
And they said, it's just going to feel like a little rubber band snapping. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Nope.
I felt like I got kicked in the face by a donkey. I had those little Jennifer Coolidge, sunbathing glasses on.
Yeah.
And I was going like this.
Mary. I think they called
it
that the IPL.
So bad.
The intense whatever. Photo something, the IPL, IPO something.
It absolutely worked. This is still healing, but it's smooth, completely smooth. It's going to be gone. But
they tried to sell me this the same song and dance. I said, oh no 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 no. Rubber band.
It worked.
Rubber band. Rubber band. It hurts.
That's
so
what
bad.
I'm saying. I said
it hurts so bad. I'm like,
if you told me
so
that
bad.
This was really going to hurt. My expectation would be adjusted and it wouldn't hurt that
exactly.
Bad. But this is not a rubber band. This is the world's largest rubber band from Piedmont, North Dakota.
Don't ever try to minimize pain, especially when you're like in a product you're selling. Like, you know, I always say just, this is going to be very challenging, but it's going to work and you're going to love it. You know what I mean? Like, just say that or something like that. I don't know.
Yes. Ugh. I'm somebody who's used to going through pain to look good. Just tell me with the teeth.
Right.
So then I have a consultation with the esthetician at the clinic, right? And this is like a Beverly Hills clinic, fancy, whatever. It's 8 a.m. when I'm there. I'm like, they're so early. First person there. And she comes in and she goes, so tell me about your skin. And I go, well, actually, for what I do for a living, I think I have really good skin. And I said, I feel really confident. People always compliment my skin. I said, I'm really lucky of all my features. I said, I think my skin is probably the one thing I like love. Yeah. And she goes, okay, can I show you a few things? And I go, yeah, sure. She takes an iPhone in the sunlight, in the direct daylight in the office, takes zoomed in pictures of my face. And she is zooming. I'm going to use this picture as the tea. Let's see here.
Oh my God. I can only imagine.
Girl, she's zooming in. Let me find a picture of me. Actually, this is better. She's zooming in and she's going, do you see that? All that texture, that's years and years of sun damage. And she goes, do you see under certain lights? Do you see this big panel of dark spots here? She said, this area, the integrity of your skin is collapsing. It's collapsing.
Collapsing. I said,
okay. And then about 20 minutes went by of her zooming in on my face and telling me what was wrong with me, which, by the way,
oh my God,
you don't want to go to a dermatologist where they tell you nothing. You want to go where they read you, right? Right. You want them to tell you the tea.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes, I think we should start today. She said, we got to get in there. Like, we got to get it. Like it's a house in the Hollywood Hills that's on stilts that's collapsing. She's like, we got to get in
there. Like, we got to enjoy every moment because it's a matter of time.
She gives me an oxygen facial followed by stem cells on the face. And by the way, in the light of the Roe v. Wade overturn, I'm not going to ask where the stem cells are coming from. I mean, I don't know. When I tell you at the office, I sent you a picture of myself in the office. When I tell you I was serving Miss Fame, just wet skin on the bed.
Oh yeah. Lovely wet skin. Lovely wet skin.
Oxygen facial. Look at that. I mean, gorgeous. Just look at it.
Flawless. Flalina. Incredible. Beautiful.
I mean, she did read me, but afterward she was like, do you see how much help you need and how much better this looks? She was from Italy. So I think with the language barrier, she was very straight to the point.
Yes.
Which I honestly really appreciated because she did turn my pussy out.
Well, right. Yeah. How much is such a bad?
I mean, for her to zoom in on my forehead and say, well, the zapping the facial. And then she basically said, I want to set you up with an all prescription medical grade skincare regimen. I think you should get everything. And for what we do for a living to our faces, I'm not going to say
Absolutely.
Painters. She said, I know you wear a lot of makeup. She said, the better your canvas is, the better it's going to look. And I said, I agree, but I thought I looked okay. I mean,
she came for you. So she said, not today, ugly.
Mama, she came right into my house and she came for me and my family and my daughter.
She ripped up the carpet while you were having dinner.
Yeah. So now I'm on a whole prescription skincare judge that I don't know what anything does or if it's going to work, but I'm just doing it because the doctor told me to.
There you go. It's Accutane. She put you on Accutane.
Also, a fan at the meet and greet tonight said, I got you a bunch of sweets and chocolate and gave it to me and said, I didn't do nothing to it. And I said, I didn't think you did, but now that you said that, like... You added that doubt to my mind now. Like, I was fine until you said that.
I didn't do nothing to it.
I didn't do nothing to it. The UK, love. What's going on over here?
I don't know. I'll see you there soon. Shit.
Well, by the time this comes out, people don't know you.
Can we say?
But by the time it comes out, that you and I are touring the UK, Europe, people here don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that they don't know that yet because we haven't reached that part of the timeline.
They don't know until about 2 weeks. Everybody at the meet and greets has been asking if the show is coming, and I've been saying you never know. But I've also been telling them make sure you buy a ticket immediately because in the States it was all sold out every night.
Sold out, Mama. Sold out, Mary. Sold out, Mary Dugan. Yeah.
Which, by the way, not to plug, but we have many U.S. dates that are already like
still on the table. Sold. Yeah, still on the table for y'all want to come see it.
We're doing the YouTube Theater in Los Angeles. I think we've sold 3,000 of the 4,000 tickets already. We were just there.
Mary, how about this? Radio City's almost pretty much sold out.
That is gaggy.
After 9/11.
Tell the people about the pornography clause.
Oh, there is a decency clause in the contract for Radio City. So if you it's a lewd and I think they call it a lewd and indecent clause, where if you make a comment or do something that they deem inappropriate or lewd, or especially in addition to that, you cannot disparage Radio City on the microphone. If you say, "Hey, by the way, this place is a perfect shit dump for me to like spread my pussy lips," that would be like a twofer. You get $50,000 fine. $50,000 fine, Mary. So maybe $100,000 for that one. Disparaging and lewd.
Oh my God. On this tour, Nick's been here filming, and for some of the venues, I've had to pay out of my own personal pocket fees for him to run a YouTube camera here. And so what I've been doing is going on stage and telling the audience exactly how much that costs. I don't care. I'm sorry. Like, it's a sold out house, and you're going to charge me money to film for YouTube. It's YouTube.
Oh, wait, the venue charges it? The venue charges
yes.
it?
Yes.
What? Yes.
I said, hey, my friend Nick from America's here. I said, he's just filming for TikTok. I said, we're doing some social stuff. And they were like, yeah, there's a fee. One of the venues charged me $2,500 American dollars. And then when I got there, they tried to raise it to $7,000. And we had to pull up an email and say, what about this amount?
Yeah.
What about this amount?
Gagging the girls. Previously quoted amounts not being honored.
I'm like, girl, I'm in a wig putting on makeup for YouTube. This isn't Titanic.
You know what though? I don't know. I think I'm on the side of the venue with
girl,
this.
Girl, everyone in the audience has a camera on their phone and no one charges it.
Well, because they're not supposed to be doing that. And also their videos suck. You got lovely lighting.
That being said, when people come to Trixie Motel, if they're taking TikToks, I'm kicking down that door.
No, you're adding it to their bill.
Mama, when I tell you at the Trixie Motel that we have your card on file, Mama, we have your card on file. On file.
We're waiting 30 days in order to slap you with a $7,500 recording fee.
If you even clip your toenails in one of these rooms, I'm taking your mom's house.
When does that shit get started, bitch?
Girl, we premiere June... God, this is so horrible. Did you see me just push my hair back? I have no hair on.
Yeah, she's like,
did you see that?
Oh, hold on. Let me tie my hair up so I can look at my schedule. I love that.
That's taffy. That's taffy. By the way, I think I'm going to make taffy merch. I think I'm making taffy merch.
T-A-P-H-E-I-G-H.
Do you want to see a picture?
E-I-G-H.
T-A-P-H-E-I-G-H.
E-I-G-H. Oh, so good.
I'm a taffy puller.
Mama, taffy puller.
Let me show you taffy. That's taffy.
That's nasty and rotten.
By the way, look at this store that I saw in Cambridge today. I was in Cambridge today and I was running, and look at this store that I saw. This was their sign outside.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's in there? Like,
is it
what kind of store is that?
Caucasian
what kind
of stuff folk is that? Music? Like, what is it?
Oh, looking for some white stuff, baby, this evening.
So, Trixie Motel premieres June 3rd.
Okay, great. And where can they find out? Discovery Plus?
Discovery Plus, do you see the trailer? Rich.
Lovely. So great. I can't wait. I'm
really
excited.
Do you know how many people were on set for that trailer?
No.
Like 100.
Jesus Christ. Really?
It was one of the most high budget things I've ever been a part of.
It was really cool. It honestly shows. It was so well done. So well done. So well done. If that's any indication of the level of quality that will come in the throughout the season, I think we're in for a lovely experience.
But girl, when they pitched the trailer idea, they were like, well, the trailer idea is Trixie's a queen of all trades. We have her as a bartender, as a front desk, as a designer, as a whatever. And I said, oh, that sounds amazing. Realize that means I have to turn about a dozen looks in a day.
Yeah.
I was in drag at 7 a.m. shooting for that, and I shot till about 8 p.m.
But you know what? It looks great. So let's celebrate that.
Let's celebrate that. And then get dragged the next morning to shoot stills because there wasn't enough time. So then drag all day and to do stills.
Oh no!
Same outfit, same costume.
No 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 no.
By the way, I had laryngitis. How was your solo press tour for?
Oh, I actually had a great time. I had a great time. I think I had 3 interviews. That was it. And then one, I think they twisted my words so fiercely. I saw just a snippet of that. And then some rag, well, I forget who. I twisted my words just to death. But then a lovely man, the guy from The Decider was just a doll. It was fun. Really fun.
I was talking to, I forget which publication I talked to about Winter All-Stars. And I was saying how badly I wanted to do Pit Stop.
Yeah.
And the article is, Trixie really wanted to do All-Stars Winners. And I'm like, that is not what I said. I said I wanted to do Pit Stop.
Yeah, mine was, the headline was, this was disgusting. I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know. It was so bad. It was so clickbaity and gross. I was like, oh, y'all people are just too much. Too much.
Girl, I was on a press thing, I forget what for, and I said, I'll let you ask about All-Stars, but if the headline of this article is about whether or not I'll do All-Stars, I'm going to scream. I just told them. I said, you cannot do that.
I mean, that's what they do. They want those clicks.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Click here to see my husband's dead. Click here to see my pussy.
Click here to see my pussy.
Did you know that I got demonetized on Facebook for posting that?
Good.
Because it counts as sexual solicitation.
That was me. I reported you.
All right.
I think we've about had enough.
Let's celebrate that.
Let's celebrate that.
All right. Bye.
But wait. Have a lovely day.
Girl, it's midnight here.
Oh, good night. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.